Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, fire up that grill, that smoker, or even that deep fryer, because it's still great weather to do a little bit of barbecuing. I think we might get a little snap of winter here, but you know what? We're overdue. We just got back from deer camp, and man, you're wearing your short sleeves and your tennis shoes if you were sitting up in a tree. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It was a warm opener, that's for sure. I was up at Whipple Lake, where I go every year, and bow hunting for like 5 or 6 days, and then went right into rifle. And I can't tell you how gorgeous it was to sit around a campfire every night. I had the Dutch oven out, and I cooked all kinds of stuff.
Had the super moon.
Chili, yeah, super moon. That screwed everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yep.
That wasn't a friend of ours. But I did shoot a doe on the 14th.
Fresh meat.
Yep. And I had to track her a little bit, and I lost the blood trail. And because when you're doing it by, I couldn't get my buddy to help me, so I'm doing it by myself. So I started walking down the road to try and find it because I thought it might have crossed the road. And I see these five guys across the road all looking. And I mentioned to them, I just asked them, what are you doing? They said, well, we got a blood trail here. And I said, yeah, I'm looking for a blood trail. And they said, well, did you shoot one? I said, yeah. And they said, well, we got blood. Right, yeah, we got blood. Nobody shot anything. So these guys helped me find my doe. We tracked it for about an hour, five guys. And they
not
were from,
the best shot? Bob,
they were from, or? No, it wasn't my best shot. I actually went kind of sideways through and blew her back leg out. So it was, unfortunately.
Okay.
She did fall quickly.
There you go.
But she still made it across the road. Thanks for that graphic, right, Bob? So
some of our fans really love that.
Anyway, I got to talking to these guys, and they're from Borculo and Fenville.
Okay.
And they know the Fen Valley people. And I told them who I was, and it was just a raucous bunch of laughter. Once again, listeners to the show helped me find another deer.
Right.
So it was really
not
cool.
The first time.
No, that's right. The second time now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I went up to our friends at Siciliano's Market, have a nice deer camp up near Irons, Michigan. And I went up there not as a hunter, but as the cook and a kind of a surrogate drinker. And we had a lot of fun up there, was able to put some stuff right on the campfire, on the grates. We took the logs out and let the coals die down a little bit. And then they have this 5-foot diameter fire pit, and they got a big grate that goes right on top of it.
Nice.
So it's right on the lip of the fire pit.
Siciliano style.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
They don't do anything small.
Right. Between passing the 30-year-old bourbon around and smoking the great cigars, and then I threw some lamb chops on the grill there, and we were eating man style with the little lolly chops with the handle built right into them. Man, had a great time. Was able to spend some quality time with the buds up at camp. So that's what this is all about. I won't rat anybody out, but they had a couple buddies come in with their wives. Right?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. You want to talk about a bunch of men that there was nothing going on there, but it was just foul. You know, that was a foul to bring wives in to deer camp.
Did you clip their man card?
Well, they weren't guys I knew,
oh.
But they were, friends of friends.
I think
the
rules state you can still clip the card.
Right.
I don't think you have to know them.
Right, exactly. But anyway, it was deer camp. It's a wonderful time of year. It was overly warm, but you know what? We're going to be coming into some colder weather, so I think the hunting's going to get a little bit better.
While there, I saw otters, beaver, coyotes, bald eagles hang around us, and I had a bobcat walk right up to my tree stand.
Wow.
It was so cool. I filmed him.
Did you post that?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to home. Back to home. We have joining us in the studio now is Molly Monet, and Molly is representing the Ada Beer and Chili Festival. And Molly, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to have a big crop of people come out to sample some chili and some beer after the big Ada parade, the Christmas parade, on Saturday the 3rd. So we're having a nice little competition to see who can make the best chili, bring the best beer, and then we're going to have a good combo, too, that people will get to vote for.
So this is taking place where?
At the community church, the parking lot of the church. So it's right in the heart of downtown Ada.
So this we've done 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. It is such a fun event.
Yes.
It's so cool. What a great idea you guys had several years ago to come up with this, because it takes a lot of planning.
Oh, a lot of planning. Yeah.
And you kind of ride herd on a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to think so.
Well, you're doing a good job because
thank you.
Last year it was fantastic.
Yes.
Other than we ran out of beer about 8 o'clock at night and closed at 3.
Right, yeah. So it's noon to 3, Saturday the 3rd of December. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be competing in the pairing with beer and chili. Imagine that.
Yes.
But there are, you said, how many breweries?
There are 16 breweries this year and then 36 chili
right.
cooks.
So this thing happens from noon to 3 mm-hmm. on the 3rd of December. Barbecue Bob and I are going to roll in about 6 a.m., mm-hmm. get the smoker fired up, and that's about all I'm going to tell you about our chili right now. But we plan on regaining the title.
Right, right.
We were inaugural winners, and last year we came in a distant second. To our friends at the Poorhouse.
Wasn't our best chili.
Nope. And I'll give them all props. They beat us fair and square, but you know, they better bring it again this year because we're coming
back. I like
back.
Their chili better than ours last year.
I agree. That's what I said. They beat us fair and square. We'll own up to that. But you know what? We saw the error in our ways. We're going to bring it.
That's right. We're expecting nothing less.
So if somebody wants to come to the festival, is there a fee to get in?
Yep, we're selling tickets. So from now until the 26th, you can get 5 tickets for $8. And one ticket is good for 3 ounces, a sample of chili or beer. We do have some premium beers that might be a little bit more. But from now until the 26th, 5 tickets for $8 or 15 for $20.
And how do they buy them?
You can buy them online.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that online spot is on a Facebook page? Is that what I heard?
We do have a Facebook page that we're posting on pretty frequently. It links to the ticket site.
So if somebody wanted to find that on Facebook, what's the address?
Search for Ada Chili Beer, all one word. You'll head over to Facebook.com and give that
pretty message. Easy.
Perfect
yeah.
for deer camp, too.
Yeah. So come on down to this thing on the 3rd of December. I think all the teams are set, but there's going to be some great breweries. There's going to be some above-average chili from most of our competitors. And we're looking to have a little bit of fun at this thing, and we hope you can come down and join us. And if you said you heard it on the Grilling Guys, we'll give you a 5-ounce cup of chili and for the price of 3. You know, that's because that's how the Grilling Guys roll. But
sure,
anyway,
we'll let that
He's
slide.
Just rewriting the rules. Thanks, right. Job. That yeah. was good. He's got the shovel
well,
out.
We're looking at like a 6-gallon batch. Right. So we're at 3 ounces of serving. We're gonna be dipping some chili.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
So what a great idea, great concept. Yeah. Thanks for coming down here this morning and hanging out with
me.
Us. It's nice to have a beautiful woman in the booth with all these homely guys.
Yeah. Speaking of great beer that's gonna be at the Chili Festival, there's a new brewery in Lowell, Michigan, that is Barbecue Bob. You had a chance to be there on opening day, right?
I was there.
Right. Tell us a little bit about it and what we got coming up next.
Well, I'm going to save the suspense for the next segment, but basically, I've been keeping my eye on this guy because I could never find a car in there, and they had all the windows papered shut, so it was quite the mystery. And I caught a car in there one day and made contact, and let's just say, when you stop in there, you're going to be blown away.
Coming up next, there's going to be a new union with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.